Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. You haven't touched your martini.
I'm afraid if it hits my lights, it might electrocute me. If I drip, well, I might get electrocuted.
You get volumized for free today. Oh my gosh. Well, she died as she lived, ladies and gentlemen, with a drink in her hand and shocked.
Shocking.
Yeah. The Carols. This is at
Carnegie Stage.
Carnegie Stage,
produced
by
Off the Wall Theater.
Off the Wall.
Right. And this is a story that takes place in 1944 in a VFW. And these.
A lot of stories took place in 1944 in a VFW. This is one of them.
Exactly.
So this is a holiday show.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
supposing by the cover here.
Oh, it's, sure.
It's not. A bunch of people named Carol, or is it Christmas
well, yeah,
carols,
actually,
or it's everything
there are three
above.
Sisters, the Carol sisters, played by Maura Quigley, who, by the way, what a phenomenal voice she has, and what a great actress she is.
Does she sing in this?
Oh yeah, and her sisters Rose and Sylvia, played by Mandy Russick, and Kate Queen Toole also sing. And the three of them together have beautiful harmony. Their voices just blend so beautifully. And they reminded me a little bit of the Andrews Sisters.
I was just thinking that. The 40s at a VFW, this sounds like the Andrews Sisters. Maxine Laverne and Patty, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's right. But the Kim Brown costumes on these three sisters, the nostalgic 40s dresses, and oh, I just love them. So they decide that since so many men are off to war, they're going to do a production of The Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. And they'll do it with an all-female cast, since the men are all pretty much off to war. Until Max Schatz. Melvin Schatz.
Oh, Max Schatz.
No.
That sounds like something I usually do at the bar after we film these.
Schatz in German actually means sweetheart.
Yes, yes.
So this is Melvin Schatz, who's played by Leon Zients. He is an out-of-work, borscht belt comedian that sees the poster that they're auditioning for this show. And I have to say, this show's really clever, really funny, really silly. Leon cracked me up. He plays this very, very Jewish character who sprinkles Yiddish throughout every sentence that comes out of his mouth. Everything is a Yiddish expression, and the way he does it, it's very funny. He tap dances, which is really cute to see Leon tap dancing.
That alone is worth the price of admission
yes.
to see Leon Zients tap dance.
Yeah, it was a wonderful choreography. The girls did some dancing too.
Wow.
And Miss Betty is Jill Keating, who you probably recognize her. She was in Souvenir. She played Florence Foster Jenkins.
Mm-hmm,
or Florence
mm-hmm.
And she's a very seasoned actress that's been acting for years. And she transformed right in front of our eyes from a crotchety old biddy to this really sweet, wonderful person at the end that you went from hating to loving. And I thought it takes some talent
to do that.
I
need to figure out how to do that in my own day-to-day life. I think
that. But everybody loves you already. You want them to hate
you?
No,
this would really help me make friends and influence people.
You think
so? I need to call her up for some lessons.
I don't know about that.
No, she made a positive transformation, right?
Yes, she did.
Okay, well, why can't I benefit from that?
Because you're already perfect.
That is so flattering.
And so true.
Your check is in the mail.
I wish.
Well, it's going to be now.
I definitely wish. Yeah. And they had a piano player in the background for this. So some of the
songs. Well, this is pretty neat.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
So is this a musical?
Acapella?
Or is this a
yes.
play with songs?
I'd say it's a musical because
okay.
there are quite a few songs. And one that I thought was wonderful, Leon and Maura Quigley did a song called We're Speaking the Same Language, only Maura was using all the slang from the 40s, and Leon was using all his Yiddish expressions, and that was quite funny. And then Maura did a song that was beautiful called What's Wrong With Right Now, just saying like, why am I waiting, why am I looking ahead, what's wrong with right now, I want things to happen for me right now. And Her voice is just wonderful. It was very.
Now, I think were once married to a Jewish man. Do you know any Yiddish
phrases?
Oh my,
that's why I was laughing so hard, because
you recall all these.
Everything he said, I could just hear my first mother-in-law saying all those things. She said something about the fakakta, something or other, and that was one of her favorite expressions.
I've heard fakakta. And yeah, it's not a great thing. It's not a compliment.
No. She used to use it to describe the old men at the beach that were wearing bikinis. And I won't say the rest of what she said, but it was pretty funny. And that came to my mind when I heard him say that.
Fakasha.
No, that's not what came to my mind. However, this is just a lighthearted, silly Christmas show that no real, you know, meaning or depth or emotion stirred
it's
up.
It's a holiday romp.
Yes, just something fun to just sit back, enjoy, and laugh. It's a little bit silly. There's one character, one of the Carol sisters, doesn't believe in silent letters. If you ever heard of such, she doesn't believe in it. So there's no such word as ghost to her. It's G-hosts.
Oh.
It's like,
I'm like, what the heck do you mean silent letters?
Well,
like,
a teacher understands that.
Okay.
Letters in a word that you don't hear, but they're there in the
spelling. Okay, I'm thinking, like, is this, like, what, something you get in the mail that you don't read out loud, or you know,
yeah,
what?
Like, psi would be, for her, siga instead of psi, because the G in psi is a diphthong.
That is
silent.
A very interesting anomaly or a little hang-up. I wonder if
psychologists
have a word for that.
Probably crazy. Non-reader, I don't know.
When can we see this until?
You can see this until the 17th, so hurry up and get
there.
All
right, not much time. Get over to the Carols at Carnegie Stage.
It was very well received by the audience. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Crowd pleaser.
Absolutely.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.